how you can be a superstar in your brand and in your niche by finding out with the Google Insider rock star Simon Leong. We'll also be investigating how Sir Richard Branson became one of the world's leading branding experts. And on top of that, you'll find out how to make lots of money with no skills, no products, and no contacts. Intrigued? You should be. So stick around for this episode of Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Time for a really cool tip, and I promise to find out how you can make lots of money with no skills, no products, and no contacts. It's called making a joint venture, and in a future episode we'll be talking to Sohail Khan, who's the guru of making joint ventures. It's a very simple principle. All you have to do is find somebody who has a need for something. They also have an audience and a market who wants more of the same, but they might not even know what it is that they need. Find out what it is they need and find somebody who can supply it. You don't even have to know the supplier. You can Google it. But once you've found the supplier, you go to them and you say, right, can I have a special deal? Are you willing to drop it for a certain price or give me a commission on every sale that you make? You also talk to these guys and say, if I can supply you with X, Y, and Z, would you be willing to take it from me and send it out to your list and I get a commission for doing it? Once you've got those guys saying yes and those guys saying yes, you build up a relationship with each of them because they've got to know, like, and trust you before business can be done, and you marry them together. That is your joint venture. Now, the beauty of joint ventures is you can do more and more and more in lots of different niches, and you don't have to even be an expert at the niche. All you have to do is know people and know how to make them trust you and believe in who you are. The best way to do that is to get yourself centered. Get you so you're happy in your own skin, so people can see that there's not a rat when you talk to them. And in my opinion, the best way to do that is watch every single episode of Turbocharge Your Brand TV. So the cool tip for this week, very simple, start investigating how you can create joint ventures. And now it's time to investigate how you can be a superstar, a rock star in your own business. We talked to one of the coolest guys I've ever met, the Google Insider, Simon Leong. Simon embodies everything up being a rock star. I've seen him on stage and he makes the world come alight. But when you get a chance to talk to the guy, he knows so much about how Google works, about how to boost your business, and he embodies everything that you need to know about being congruent with your image, your thoughts, and the people you want to make an impact with. So how does he do it? I caught up with Simon Leong and asked him, how do you manage to turbocharge your brand?
In 2012 and beyond, this is going to be a much bigger show for anybody who wants to be a web celebrity. You know, even if you want to be, you know, just known as somebody who is small within your niche, or if you want to be the Tony Robbins, you know, of your market, whatever it is, you definitely need to, you know, figure out your personal brand and put it online. Now, what that means is obviously you need to really consider what are the elements Google is considering to be highest authority at this point. So right now, it's definitely social media. When you're looking for, you know, my name, when you do your search for your name or any one of the top, you know, gurus, so to speak, you're gonna do a search on Google or any of the other search engines. You're gonna see their website, and you're probably gonna see, you know, their Facebook profile, their Twitter profile, their YouTube profile, and that is basically how Google is looking to brand anyone who is looking to brand themselves personally or professionally or in a corporate environment. You really need to understand, first of all, where you are in your place and how you want to brand yourself. So before you even get into the social media aspect, before you even get into the exposure, the marketing, you need to know how to present yourself, how to dress yourself. You know, if you're going to be the rock star, put on your sunglasses. You know, if you're going to be the cool dancer, then have your celebrity, you know, stage performance type thing on. You know, or if you're you, you know, I mean, gosh, who is more photogenic than this guy, right? On every single website, you got the cool look, you know, you got the finger pointing, you know, whatever, you know? And that's basically how we're utilizing our appearances and how we want to portray ourselves and put that into the branding world. Now, once you get into that, then you got to identify what's hot. You know, all around the world, many people think, okay, well, MySpace is hot, or Facebook is hot, or YouTube is hot. Well, what you also need to consider is that if you want to be an actual worldwide brand, you can't just think Facebook, you can't just think Twitter, you can't just think YouTube, because what that means is you're missing out on billions of people who are in China who don't have access to Facebook, they don't have access to YouTube, they don't have access to Twitter. So you really need to consider how you can leverage what it is that Google, you know, even though Google has its problems with China, Google now is being displayed in China as well. And once you do it right, once you put your name out there, you know, and you create all of your social media profiles consistently with your brand, you know, for example, facebook.com/whatever your brand is, youtube.com/whatever your brand is, twitter.com/whatever your brand is, you gotta make it consistent. You gotta be out there, and a lot of people, you know, if you're not comfortable in front of the camera, or if you're not in front comfortable, you know, just putting your information out there, it's okay. There's a lot of people who brand themselves as different names. But what you do need to understand is that, you know, in addition to just the communication via social media, you know, putting up your Facebook pages and tweeting your information out there, you also need to be aligned with videos. With videos, this is probably one of the most interesting ways you can connect with people. I mean, in business and life, the best way that you can actually connect with somebody is through face-to-face communication. You sit down with somebody, I'm talking to you face-to-face. If you're talking to people from all over the world, I think videos is probably one of the only ways you can attribute that and really get that face-to-face communication going without actually being in front of them. So, you know, that's what I had been doing in the beginning. While I was still building my brand, I did a lot of face-to-face, you know, videos where I'm just holding a little camera up here and saying, hey, hello, this is Simon Leo, whatever. But now, I mean, once you get that out there, any piece of information that you have goes viral. Once you have positioned yourself as somebody who is the go-to expert, you know, and you don't even need to be an expert, you can just be somebody who is recommending other people. You can be, actually, you know, the law of association, really important as well. I mean, I'm probably nobody special, but, you know, I hang out with Ernesto,
you
and I hang out with, like, all these big
guys. Hanging with you.
And Dave sees my pictures on my blog and stuff. Oh, maybe this guy is somebody we should bring to UAE or something, you know, so that's why we're here. But, I mean, just the way that you position yourself. You know, don't be shy to go to seminars and network with people, because that's where it all begins.
And now it's time to look at Millionaire Mind Principle number 2. And it's very simple. Never ever let a lackluster academic record get in the way of your success. School is there for a reason. School's there under a system that was set up hundreds of years ago to teach you to get a job in a factory. It teaches you to hold down a J-O-B. Now, most millionaires don't have a J-O-B. They have a system that creates success and generates money as they do what they do and farm it out to other people to work with them on the same principles. You never get taught that at school. You think about it. When you're sitting in the classroom and that teacher is up there and you're at your desk and the teacher's telling you yes to that and no to that, and there's a system that grades you by your ability to repeat exactly what you're told, that translates straight into working for a company where the boss is there, you're sitting in your office or at your desk, and you've got to do exactly what they say. I'm not knocking jobs, I'm not knocking employers, I'm just saying that these are principles that a millionaire puts into play. Whatever you got, good or bad results at school is irrelevant. You've got to find out what works for you. And you've also got to be ready to move on with whatever it comes your way to take success of it. Think in terms of becoming a lifelong learner. You might decide to have a completely different industry you want to work in, or a different niche, or a different market from the things that you studied for. In which case, start learning how to do it. Ignore everything you've learned apart from the good stuff, but remember how you learned to learn. That's possibly the most important thing that you do. Now, certain people turn around and say, oh, you know, you're not as well qualified as this person over here. Forget all that. If you're good enough, you'll get the position. You'll get the job. And if you start studying stuff that's relevant to where you really want to be and not what you're thinking about when you're 11 years old, there's a better chance you'll get the level of qualifications that you truly want. Or even better, you'll get the skill set, the mentorship, and the people working around you who mean you can bypass the whole educational system altogether. So this is a very simple millionaire mindset principle. Ignore everything you did at school if it didn't get you where you need to be. Start learning what you really need to know and let that take you forward into success.
There's a very, very thin dividing line between success and failure. Most people who set up in business without financial backing, they fail at some times in their lives. I've only just stayed at the right side of that dividing line. For instance, just after, we had a record company, I was fed up flying on other people's airlines. I felt that the experience of flying on other people's airlines was an unpleasant one. And I decided to set up an airline. Our bank went complete panic attack. When I came back from doing the inaugural flight of Virgin Atlantic's very, very first flight from London to New York, I came back to find the bank manager sitting on my doorstep and informing me that they were going to close Virgin down on the Monday, and this was the Friday, and that I had 2 days to effectively pay them off the monies that they'd loaned us. I remember pushing the bank manager out of my house, telling him he wasn't welcome, which is a dangerous thing to do to your bank manager, and then spending the weekend ringing around the world to all of the distributors of our music, asking if they could give us a temporary loan to get us through the following week, which they were good enough to do. And by the end of the week, we'd changed banks. We'd actually managed to find a bank that was willing to lend us 30 times the overdraft facility that our bank had lent us. We managed to survive. And I think, the moral of that story is actually, don't, think of your bank as somebody that you're beholden to. I mean, people just don't move from one bank to another. Sometimes you need to be willing to step up and move your banks in the same way that you should step up and move your doctor on occasions. I learned from that lesson.
I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Turbocharge Your Brand TV. More of the same coming next week, when we're going to be talking to star maker Marie O'Riordan and finding out how you can get millions of dollars of PR online with a very simple principle. We'll also be investigating how you can go to a networking event and stand out in a crowd, even to the point where people start to believe that it's your event. And on top of that, we'll be checking out the very, 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 very pleasant Angelina Jolie. I can't wait. I bet you can't either. Join me again for Turbocharge Your Brand TV.